The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for June 24th. Today's word is volplane, spelled V-O-L-P-L-A-N-E. Volplane is a verb that means to glide in or as if in an airplane. Here's the word used in a sentence from Clive Cussler's Lost City. With uncanny calm, Fauchard switched off his engine as if he were preparing to volplane to the ground in an unpowered landing. Vol plané, two words meaning gliding flight, was a phrase used by 19th century French ornithologists to describe downward flight by birds. It contrasted with vol à voile, meaning soaring flight. Around the time Orville and Wilbur Wright were promoting their latest airplane in France, the noun and verb volplane soared to popularity in America as terms describing the daring dives made by aviators. Fly magazine reported in 1910, "The French flyers are noted for their thrilling spirals and volplanes from the sky." The avian-to-aviator generalization was fitting, since the Wright brothers had studied the flight of birds in designing their planes. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.